A few years ago, we asked American Studies professor Bernadette Gonzalez whether the American identity was changing. At the time, we were considering that question as part of Independence Day celebrations. But on this 74th commemoration of the December 7th attack on Pearl Harbor, and with the recent high-profile clashes over whether or how to accept Syrian refugees, we thought we'd ask her again. And Bernadette Gonzalez is on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Good to talk to you again. It's been a couple of years since we've had the opportunity to talk. Have you seen any change in the way Americans are identifying as American, given the way that, you know, we have been brought up to think of certain American ideals and welcoming refugees, you know, Emeril Lazarus and all of that? Is there a change that you've been observing, or is this just more cosmetic?
I don't know that there's necessarily a change. I think it depends on which news you're listening to at any given moment, which news outlets you might be paying attention to. So I think it is something that's been consistent. You see folks espousing welcoming refugees when they see a lot of what's going on in Syria and what's going on across Europe with the Syrians fleeing a war-torn country. And then you see also a rise in nativist sentiment in the United States saying, we got to take care of our own because, and we can't, there's a sort of implied or not sometimes overt anti-Muslim kind of expression too. There's an association of all Middle Easterners with Islam. And right now, of course, there's a great deal of fear that is associated with being Muslim just because of what's going on in the Middle East. And so, you know, you see that both kinds of extremes at work.
Looking at how that impacts ideas of Americanism, I mean, either, you know, we take care of our own, but we need to welcome those who need help. Traditionally, you know, we've done that in part, but not in whole. I mean, the sense of history that people sometimes forget is when we haven't done that and when that has been to the peril of those who haven't been accepted as well as to the American reputation. That's part of the concern that seems to be fueling the idea behind welcoming refugees. And yet, as you mentioned, there's a great deal of fear behind doing that, especially given very recent events and concerns that somehow terrorists might sneak in with refugees. Is that something that Americans are looking at in depth, or are some of these things more knee-jerk reactions, as you say, depending upon what news service one describes to?
I look at my Facebook feed as a sort of to get a pulse of what folks are thinking, what kinds of memes are out there in terms of what has some kind of popular what has popular power. What's interesting is something I've seen lately is sort of this association with, hey, look, in World War II, there was a resistance on the part of the U.S. government to take in Jewish refugees. And, you know, there's an association with that kind of resistance today, that sort of unwillingness to take on. And that caused a huge humanitarian crisis that, had massive repercussions for a lot of people. And it's interesting to see sort of a history light kind of kicking in to make those parallels.
So talk more about that history light, because it sounds like you feel that there may be things that a lot of people may be missing in trying to compare those two different people.
Could you elaborate on that question a bit more?
When you talk about, you know, history light and what you're viewing in terms of how people viewed the lack of attention to taking Jewish refugees in during the time of the pre-World War II and then afterward, and now how people are viewing Syrian refugees.
Right.
The flip side of that seems to be, well, these are not identical peoples with identical problems. Some, yes, but some not. And the fear that there might be terrorism sneaking in under the grace of goodwill and open arms, that might also be very different from what was happening in looking at whether or not to take Jewish refugees in the time of the World War, of the Second World War.
Sure. I mean, if anything, and this is my own personal take on it, you know, the United States has a greater responsibility to take in Syrian refugees, primarily because its own interventions abroad, including Syria, have kind of exacerbated the kinds of conditions that exist for Syrians in Syria. And so, you know, in some ways, that kind of personal responsibility, if you will, is greater. And so, in a sense, I think that the whole fear of the refugee as sort of a mask for terrorism. I mean, you know, not a single refugee in the history of the United States, as far as I can tell, has ever been at the head of a terrorist campaign against the United States. And so it's kind of interesting to see where this fear is coming from. And I mean, I would say a lot of it is racially based, is sort of a conflation between between race and a fear of Muslimhood.
As that affects how people are viewing their own American identity, what would you tell them?
What effects, I'm sorry?
As what you've just said in terms of how you are viewing or what you've seen happen on your Facebook page and the conversations about whether or not to take Syrian refugees, how do you think that affects you know, people's identity, their American identity, or what are they missing?
I think it depends who you are and what your approach is to it. I think a lot of folks who, some of whom are American immigrants, see an empathy towards, you know, displaced peoples and peoples who have to migrate for reasons of, you know, economic reasons as well as sort of desperation. And other times you see a rise in nativism akin to what you saw in the early 1800s when there was a great deal of immigration from the wrong parts of Europe and Asia. So, you know, you see this kind of thing sort of flare up every now and then when there's sort of an incoming group that is not seen as belonging.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Bernadette Gonzalez is Associate Professor of American Studies and is also the chair of the Undergraduate Research Opportunities Council at UH Manoa. Her research and teaching focus on tourism, militarism, transnational cultural studies, feminist theories, and post-colonial studies, among others.